last effing segment. I know it's redonkulous, but really it has to end.
Oh, whoa. Stop with that word.
Stop with that word.
That, it's like nails on the chalkboard.
Redonk. God.
All right, I could have been worse. I could have said cunt.
Oh man.
We're back.
Or both.
You should have the first portion of the show. Yeah. I even commented to Pip, wow, we haven't done this dark since we were at the compound. It was really quite raperific.
Raperific.
It was.
Please refer to that word instead of ridiculous.
Raperific or rapalicious?
No, it's not alicious. Horrific.
Oh, it was very dark, the conversation.
Yeah, it was, and I initiated it. Yay.
Yeah, to start the fucking show.
Hi, let's talk about rape with a butter stick.
Yeah, but I have a question for you. I'm the authority on acting in rape.
No, I just wanted to see what his opinion was on it.
And I gave you one, and you didn't like it at first.
I didn't. I accepted it.
Yeah. Because I told the whole thing was horse pucky, Joe. Anyway, on the break, new music from Aria with Black Mirror, and then that was Days Indoors, which we've played several times on the show. Days of Rain, that's their new single. Mm. You can learn more about both them at deucemusic.com, Aria and Days Indoors. All right. And Jackson.
Yeah.
Let me cue up the music, and you come up with the terms. And
okay,
we'll
we're gonna
last
play.
Last time we had fake documents.
What? You'll play the music, and we'll move on.
We're gonna play our little game.
Well, we had fake documents last time.
I know.
Well, they could be real.
No, they could not. All right. Of course, our first category is Mr. Davin, mm-hmm. And we were talking about something else before, and I wrote Dr. Davin. I don't know what the hell.
Dr. Davin.
And the second, and this refers to me in that instance. The second one is fucking idiot.
Every instance. Don't separate.
Don't. And the third one is, you kill my life. She says that occasionally.
So what
is
it, fucking idiot?
Mr. Davin, fucking idiot, and you kill my life.
Facebook page. Interesting. My daughter saw the female version of Ghostbusters.
Did it?
Yeah, my wife was like, it's okay. But then she saw the original the other night while I was away, and she liked that one better, so I'm pleased.
Oh, okay, good.
She liked the real Ghostbusters.
Yeah, well, that was awesome.
Yeah, well, at the time it was.
Yeah.
I ain't afraid of no scam.
Well, Trucker Tom says three Mr. Davins.
Who?
Trucker Tom.
I vaguely remember that name.
Where you been? We missed you.
He has been absent a lot as of late.
Member of the family.
Does he have a permission slip?
I don't know. He's had that hall pass out forever.
I don't recall that. This better be an excused absence. We better get a medical one.
By the way, he answered you. He said, Dick!
You should be happy we fucking noticed.
I know. You were missed. He says, three Mr. Davins. One fucking idiot. And no, you kill my life. What do you think, Joe?
I think five Mr. Davins. I think five fucking idiots.
Whoa.
And I'm going...
You got guests coming in? You do some booking I'm unaware of?
He dropped a knife.
And let's go with three, you kill my lives.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to say four Mr. Davins, two fucking idiots, and one you kill my life.
You ready to roll?
I think we are.
So this is Miller battling it out with old Ann Jackson.
Old Ann.
Dated February 20, 2013. We start off with Miller. Because they're having a quarrel. It is not going well.
Yeah,
that's where we left off last.
Yes. Yeah.
They're fighting as they're want. Oh, shut up, Joe. As they're want to do. Not you, Joe. This Joe.
I thought that was still. I thought that was still running
the background.
Rolling,
yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Oopsie.
You just blurting out songs. So we're going to start. Here we go. Miller says, you got new boyfriend, Dr. Phil.
What? Is he saying that she needs a therapist?
No, because they were doing some scamming shows, and apparently Anna edumacated herself. So
you have a new
boyfriend
Dr. Phil.
You got to stop scamming.
Was that Clinton or Dr. Phil?
It was Dr. Phil.
A little of both.
Yeah. if Dr. Phil...
My voice is late. My voice is a little creaky. Been on the phone all day.
Yeah, you were making creaky noises before. I'm going to start WD-40 in you.
Well, my problem is...
You want butter?
Yeah, I'll pass.
Well, you know, it's winter when I go to sleep on the coma bed. The coma bed, incredible. You tie your shoes on. You sit to tie your shoes, you fall asleep. So in the coma bed, and I go, because it's so comfortable.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that I got it. Joanne needs to know that it's the most uncomfortable thing because I'm in there. You know, I'm being you pay the bet, but you stay in there. So when I originally got in there, it was the most uncomfortable mattress until I threw about $100 worth of stuff into it, and it's the coma bed now.
Your sperm ain't worth that much.
So when I lay down on it, I'm like, oh god, and I'm like, and then I catch myself, I'm like, I can't stand this damn thing. It's so uncomfortable.
I know.
Your sperm ain't worth that much, right? That could be a possible name for the segment. That or doctor, or your boyfriend, Dr. Phil. I don't know.
Your sperm ain't that much.
All right, we'll move on.
Chizzy would hear about that. He'd be upset.
Oh, Joe, I see you cheating on me with a pop pistol. I stuck to it like it was static click coming out of the dryer.
You're cheating on me with a posturpedic.
I don't like him a bit. I thought I was your only comeback receptacle.
Funny.
Wait, and not to say that he put a lot of sperm into that mattress, but I saw some women who were looking to have a baby, and they were squeezing it out into a test tube.
Quite the journey.
Really?
we were earlier in the show talking about...
Was it a punch line? It was a punch lane.
And saved by Curry. We were talking on the show how, like, women talk longer than men, and Pip was just reiterating
on
that.
Part five of Pip's punchline.
Tune in next week and pump Pip for the rap joke off.
Roman numeral three. Large letter A.
Oh, funny.
Fucking Schindler's List was quicker than that.
More entertaining.
Let's pay
attention. Oh,
sorry.
Oh. Now I have to go look for something.
I just said it was less painful.
No, Joe's going to get something now if I can find it. There it is. I've played this in a while, but Joe, you deserve it. It was a Donald Duck Hall Hitler.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't hear it in studio. Wow, we've gotten through one fucking line. And like,
yes.
Who had one line and goodnight plugs, we're out of here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, really.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's see. So Anne goes, "You destroy me. I even has no money to buy food today.
I even has no money.
I even has no money.
I was broke. You took all my money, motherfucker."
"My company calls and calls. I will go to jail soon. Fuck you, assholes. You are a real criminal who destroys me, and you kill me.
You kill me.
Yeah. Ruin Zombo.
Haven't heard that in a while. Thought we retired that one." Miller goes, "Please leave me alone. Please." Anne goes, "I will go to jail soon. You destroy me. You do." Miller goes, "I did nothing. Please." Anne goes, "You lie." Anne goes, "There is no gold bars. You took my money to pay lots of certificates and tax. Fuck you." I can see Joe going, "Fuck you." Miller responds, "What is your problem?"
Oh, we don't have enough time for that.
"I seem to think that you're a little perturbed. Is there an issue?"
Yeah. Are you upset? You mad, bro?
Oh,
you
God.
Mad, bro. Anne goes, "You took my money." Miller goes, "No."
No.
"Your Dr. Phil told you that."
He keeps saying Dr.
That's
Phil.
That's fucking great.
That's great.
I guess they get ABC also.
That's hilarious that they're referencing Dr. Phil.
I now see you are a fool. Anne goes, "You are assholes." Not one, two.
You are assholes.
Not ass clown?
No, not ass clown, assholes. "You kill me. I will send the story out to fool Interpol and FBI. Believe me." Miller says, "Okay." "Do it now." Anne says, "Fuck you." "You are a real criminal, not to be confused with smooth criminal."
No.
"You send me to jail. Fuck you. You ask me to pay for your flight, medical, and everything. You are okay now. You set up my life. You destroy me." Miller says, "How?"
She just explained it to you, stupid.
"You are a criminal. A real criminal." And Miller goes, "What are you talking?" Miller's had enough. Oh, the boss came in. Enough of this horse shit.
Yeah, really.
What are you talking about?
What you talking about, ass munch?
What?
Ass clown.
Ass munch.
What are you talking about? And he goes, "A real criminal. A real criminal. A scammer. A scammer. A scammer. A scammer. A liar. A mafia. you kill me. You do kill me. And Miller goes, you kill me.
You're killing me now, broad.
It's like a fucking parrot.
A scammer.
Somebody go Fonzie like she's like a jukebox and smack her on the side of the head.
Yeah, really.
She's skipping.
Yeah, it's starting to sound like a little song. A scammer.
We take all your money. A scammer. We fool you into loving us. A scammer for sale. Why'd you gotta make it Bugs Bunny? That was McGillagorilla.
That was McGillagorilla.
We were doing an original score, Joseph. We're not doing cover songs.
I know, but still, that was a good. That's what was in my head, and you go with what's in your head when you write music.
Not if you're you.
Yeah, no, don't go with what's in your head.
If you go with what's in somebody else's head, somebody's more healthy.
There's nobody here.
I didn't say here was the place to look.
My marbles have been scraped back. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Right. A scammer. A liar. A mafia. It's like a fucking cast.
Oh, yeah.
So Miller goes, you kill me. You and Brown.
I like goes, you and Brown.
She goes, Brown is your FBI. I'm not an American citizen. Guck you. Fuck you.
Guck you?
And then fuck you. You can't have a typo on an insult.
Guck you, fuck you, huck you.
Yeah, but she should have wrote, I mean, you know, guck you. I mean, fuck you.
Yeah.
No time for that. She's angry.
Well, yeah, but still, if you say guck you and fuck you, the guck, you're still laughing at the fuck.
It was probably want to spell corrected by the fucking
I understand, but you're still laughing at guck, so when the fuck rolls around, you don't take it as serious.
Like they're really hurting from any
right.
of the things
guck
that
you,
throwing.
Fuck you. Like, now, if you go guck you, fuck you, then you roll into that fuck you, and it really emphasizes that you really go fuck yourself.
Sure about those marbles?
Yeah. Making perfect sense.
Sure.
Like a mint.
All the voices in your head agree. Anne goes, I will see your gold bars will be in the treasury. So then Miller tries to contact her the next day. And Anne goes, do not contact me anymore. All I want is to pay my company. Miller goes, who? Anne goes, I do hate you and Brown. Do not contact me. Miller goes, why do you tell Brown I killed myself? You're ruining up our shit.
Really,
he was concerned.
Did he call back? Did you kill yourself?
I didn't
know.
No,
said pesky Ann again, writing bullshit.
I thought we were the only ones who lied in this story. Ann goes, you make my life useless. You did. Miller goes, my friend, go and sit down.
My friend, go sit down.
Did she get a timeout?
I think she got a timeout,
yeah.
Joe.
Go calm yourself.
Miller goes, I am deleting you now. Ann goes, do it. Miller goes, asshole. Not one word. Not one word.
You know you mean it when you break it up into two pieces.
Break it down. Ann goes, all I need is to pay my company. I cannot pay. I will go to jail. Bye. You kill me. Miller goes, yes. Bye.
No.
Come on.
Ann goes, do not contact me. You are all scammers. Miller says, and I quote, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
We are no longer denying. We are accepting and feel rewarded for such an insult.
You know, enough's enough of this horse shit. Yeah. You know, you're a scam. Yeah, we are.
It's like, yes, thank yourself. You.
You think you're going to get the company now? I don't think so. Miller goes, you can call me any names. Ann goes, I lost my money. I lost my career. You are a scammer. Miller goes, you wanted to steal my gold. What is he, a fucking leprechaun?
You wanted to steal my gold.
This is the shittiest rainbow ever.
You're not catching me pots of gold.
You're trying to fuck me over for me gold, said Han Jackson. You ruined me life.
Guck you.
Guck you, lad.
You and Brown.
You and Brown Cotton. Go fook yourself.
Go gook yourself.
Go fook. Gook yourself. Oh, wait. Yeah, no. Fook.
Ann goes, a real scammer. Miller goes, you arranged for Yakuza.
What?
What?
That was, I think that was one of her bosses or something.
Oh, I thought she bought a new car. Yeah.
Miller goes, to take the gold from Brown. Ann goes, who wanted your gold? Miller goes, ha 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 ha, criminal.
A leprechaun?
It's like, you are.
Ha 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 ha, criminal.
Ann goes, you are a real scammer. You are. Do not contact me. Miller says, and I quote, does anybody want to hazard a guess?
Fuck you.
I would go fuck you.
You both got that one. Good.
Yay.
Ding, ding. Well, what else is he going to say?
Well, there's plenty of things.
Yeah, I know. Could be anything.
Ann goes, you use other people to pay. You are assholes. Please do not contact and goes on a later date, March 4th. We've gone from February to March now. Deal with your gold bars. Fuck you. You destroy my life. I see a theme. You will burn in hell. You fucking assholes. I will kill you. See what with the result. Miller says, I will send some boys to Japan. Ooh, I love boys.
Oh, the fleet's in.
Nah, see, you got on that plane in Japan, see? Go after Ann Jackson.
Oh, I took it different. Yeah. I thought we were going to make a film.
Oh. Yes. You go over to Japan, see, and send those boys.
Okay.
I will send some boys to Japan. Like he's got them on fucking call. Hey, put them in the crate.
Yeah,
really.
You will see. And says, see fucking boys? All of a sudden, this is like, see Dick and Jane. See fucking boys?
Yeah, really.
Fuck boys, fuck. I fuck boys, boys fuck boys.
Jane had money. It's gone. Where said Jane?
Fucking boys.
See Fluffy.
And goes, scammers? Scammers. Miller says, go to hell. Ann says, you're going to burn in hell. Don't you see no evil?
You're going to burn in hell.
No, we went into the Twisted Sister. But
oh,
she,
okay.
She
I
did
know,
say
I
you'll burn in hell.
It's great until we went into that.
It's a,
point,
fucking,
yeah.
It's a fucking great album. Stay hungry. Miller goes, I will freeze all those accounts, which is going to be hard to do in hell. Miller goes, you called Mr. Eric, Dr. Melvin, and Dr. Melvin scammers. You will suffer in the fire. Ann goes, who? You? Your gold bars? Fuck you. I see nothing. Miller goes, you.
They're fighting over them damn bars, the both of them.
I love when these two get wits go at it. They're my favorite parts.
Probably
of the
fans
show.
Of the show say the same thing.
No argument. I haven't really fought in a while.
No. I think we're tired and we're getting old.
From 2 months ago? Anyway.
It's true.
Miller goes, wait. Now he's a White Lion fan.
What's that in the console?
Miller goes, they will kidnap you. Wait and see. Why the fuck are you going to wait and see to get kidnapped?
Yeah, really.
I'm going to sit around.
Stay there. Bad things are coming. Just wait. A little
just
patience.
Wait. Don't go.
Watch it or
stay.
Watch.
Stay. Yeah.
Men have kidnapped.
Men have kidnapped.
Boys are coming.
Oh. Oh, my.
And goes, I will send your boys to the police. They're going to go to the pokey.
We've got the house. Hey, Clancy, we've got the house surrounded.
I'll send your boys to the police. This is ridiculous.
It most certainly is, and that's why we like it. That's why nights like this, I can tolerate this bit.
Jeez, jeez.
Ann goes, wow, amazing. Fuck all of your boys off. Oh yeah.
Wow.
I think this is the sequel.
This is some
boys.
Movie.
Fuck all your boys. It's going to take
all
some
your
time.
Boys off. Yeah.
I didn't know how it was going to turn out, but it was a happy ending.
I'm exhausted.
Fucking all your boys off.
I'm tired.
Well, you know what? You have guests. You got to be polite.
Yeah.
Take off your
out.
Shoes. We're in Japan.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway. Wait. It's Miller again.
Gotcha.
Police! Ha ha! They will come from Thailand. You will receive some bullets in your ass.
Oh my god!
You know, if I was going to receive bullets, that's where I'd want to go. It's soft.
Yeah, definitely. Butter them up first.
Yeah. Yes. Miller goes. I raise the money. I will freeze all the two accounts. And Dr. Melvin will never release any funds to you. Ann goes. Bye. Never contact me. Miller says. And I quote. Any guesses?
Goodbye.
Fuck you.
Fuck you for the win. You contacted me. Ann goes, do not contact me. Never. Miller goes, don't you ever talk to my friend again. Ann says, and I quote, fuck off my life.
Oh.
Was that on the list?
No, it was you kill my life.
Oh.
She's been saying you kill me, you destroy me. I'm waiting for you kill my
She's
life.
She's fucking the odds.
She went old school here.
Yeah.
Miller goes, Mr. Green, I already asked him to block you out. So I respond. Well, first of all, what do you think of that?
I think this is great. I love when they argue.
Of course you do. Of course you
they
do.
Just scream at each other nonsensibly.
Yes. All right. I go, so you call me an idiot. Because remember, she called me an idiot last time we did this.
Yes.
So you call me an idiot and say my show lies, and that is why you have not come yet, and yet you continue with me?
Who's the idiot?
And I'm the idiot for expecting otherwise.
Like
otherwise.
That's right. Like we tell TRN.
I go, you wrote this. Them coming up with James Miller since he was sick, and he demanded to leave Army, so his friend Parker Green asked me to help him. you have in the past that he's in the Marines. They are not the same. Do you understand that?
No.
All of your payments are going to countries filled with internet scammers. Malaysia and Ghana. There are real names of real people who took your money, and you said Brown sent you money. When? How much? Show me the proof. Mr. Devin.
Number one.
Let it be. Let it be. Getting a lot of classic music tonight.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let it be. They are fucking mafias. They deserve to be exposed everywhere. This fucking brown cotton destroyed my whole life. Can you believe FBI man will fly to Japan from Europe, North Korea, and then to Japan? Actually, no.
No. Yeah. And you shouldn't either.
He lied to me, saying that is the only route left. From that moment, I see through this fucking idiot FBI man
fucking
has no
idiot.
Ability.
Ah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, there you go.
Stuck on a board.
Sure. See the payment. I collect every payment. This is why I post them on anti-scam sites. Shame on them. Attached are the photos of Brown Cotton and Parker Green. See this fucking Miller. Now, we've gone over these photos before.
Mm-hmm.
Models.
Yes.
Yes. Models and identity theft victim. He does not feel ashamed asking me money. He is man full of lies. His real name is James H. Miller. He's from Kansas. He sent me his fucking dick.
What? For safekeeping? What do you mean?
Can you read that back?
Maybe in a box.
Dick?
Maybe in a box.
Can you read that back?
What does she mean? Read that again.
He sent me his fucking dick.
What?
We have a lot of things to call this segment. I hope you're keeping track, Pip.
He sent me his dick.
His fucking dick. It's the only type of dick he'll use. Ha ha ha! I will expose it soon. Seems like Miller already has.
Wait a minute.
Now, so this guy had to search for a white dick online because he's either an Asian, or it's either like a yellow dick or a black dick he's got. So he's got to go online looking for a white dick.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, she says, I'll expose it soon. He already did.
I know. That's what I said.
Funny.
Okay. Oh, my God.
So here's a conversation on March 18th between these two knuckleheads. This is later on. I keep this. This is later on from what we've just read.
Oh God!
Miller goes, "Hi, love."
No.
Yes, I wouldn't fucking lie.
That's unbelievable.
And goes, "Do not call me. I am mad.
I am mad. Mad, I tell you.
I have no money at all. I am sad." Again, we're back to fucking nursery school stories.
Yes.
I am mad. I am sad.
Is this a fucking
Trump tweet? I don't fucking.
It's Dr. Seuss.
Scam. Bad.
It's scam.
Ann Jackson's a disaster.
Yeah.
When I become president, Ann Jackson will never get scammed again. It's true.
I'm going to be great.
I only use the biggest scams, the best scams.
I'm hearing from people that she's an anti-scam expert. It's true. I'm going to put her in charge of the cabinet. She's going to be in charge of health and human services.
It's going to be huge.
Huge. God damn, he didn't name that one I wanted him to name yet. Fuck. Come on, Donald, do it. Give me a show. you just got that one?
Yeah.
I am sad. Behind your profiles. Miller goes, don't be sad, okay? And goes, all of them are killers. OMG, not only yours, but also other soldiers. I found the truth. This big group is Rick Ross.
What?
Who the fuck is Rick Ross?
This whole group is Rick Ross?
Rick Ross. Ruh-roh.
Rick Ross.
Rick Rolling? What did you mean?
Rick Ross.
This whole group is Rick Ross. He is a terrorist.
Okay.
Well, that's who he is.
Miller goes, I, C. He literally wrote the letter I and the letter C.
Oh, dear God.
He's dealing with a 12-year-old girl. Anna's talking to a 12-year-old girl today posing as Miller. I, C. Do ya?
Absolutely.
They don't give a shit.
She's a mean girl.
Yeah, she's a mean girl. And goes, I do not know why you authorized to do nothing. OMG, they are Muslims. Most of them. You know what? We should fucking register them.
Well,
we're
going
to have to do some heavy vetting.
I know. Wait. Oh, I thought I heard something else.
Heavy petting.
Yes.
No, they are Muslims, most of them.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, now she's got a problem with, they're Muslims, so now.
She's going to be part of the cabinet. Yes, she does. They try to create wars. It is true. Joe, you need to call Donald. I know you have your direct line to him.
It's true.
It's true. Uses the vernacular, same belief system. Joe, we're missing out on a great American here, even though she's Japanese. It's true. I am sad. I really do not want to say. Miller goes, me too. Ann goes, I have no money and I am suffering. I have problems soon. Miller goes, Green told me Eric need more than 350 euros. Back to business.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, do not tell me money. I have no money. Are you blind? Miller goes, why? Anne goes, they took all the money. Miller goes, from there we can have money. Yes. Anne goes, I have no money. Let's see. Yeah. So then I get a list of all these fucking payments starting in August of 2012. Going through March of 2013,
you can see.
You can see I have two sheets.
These are really long lists of why. Wow.
We'll go through.
But
some.
Wait, she listed a whole bunch of payments before.
Yes.
Is this different?
So she's had somebody else, some other Asian people, send it to originally. Then it's hers, but to Gloria Gandy Williams. So it seemed like it's true that she does have other people sending them money.
Oh.
This Gloria Gandy Williams lives in Ghana.
Oh, great.
So we got a whole page load of Ghana mixed with, dabble with a few Nigerias.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria Gandy Williams is getting a lot of them. So is Ifuwima Daniel and Lydia Igiwe. Sounds like U.S. soldiers to me.
Oh, of course they are.
Sounds like this is going directly to Parker and Green.
Of course.
And, like, there's just all various amounts. And some of them are medicine, flight, expenses, yellow card, lawyer fees. Some of it's for Green because it's annotated. And, you know, you're talking thousands and thousands of yen.
Oh, man.
And this goes on. And then there's more to Lydia Igiwe. And all this is going to Ghana. So, in total, she pays out. Trying to figure this out. $89,480. No, I'll try to do it in yen. 1,805,000 yen.
Mm. Whoa.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot.
It's a lot of yen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this goes on, like I said, from August of 2012, just this partial, to March of 2013.
Wait a minute. Say that again. How many?
August of 2012.
No. How much yen?
1,805,000. Oh, yeah. That's fucking a lot. All right. So I tell the FBI is a bad ID, is a bad copy. The picture of Green is a model. I've told you this before. Then I ask, who are these other people that are these Asian people that are sending money? You have the information to find the truth. Your state of denial prevents that. She has everything here. It's all here. If anybody could get a track down, these are the real names.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she's not doing that.
Because she's stupid.
No, it's a little harsh, Joe. But that's that. Thoughts before we get out of here?
Well, I just looked up 1,805,000 yen, and it's saying that's 15,813 U.S. dollars.
Still a lot.
Yeah, it is. But she had
a lot for 7 months.
She had talked more about.
Yeah, but this is just one string of payments.
Yeah, because she was up to like 60,000 U.S. dollars
yeah.
the last time we got a whole. Bunch of them, so.
But I mean, they've got the African names, mm-hmm. and she's just—it's not registering.
No, it's totally not. She's not. Well, it hasn't been for a long time. Ugh.
It was an entertaining one, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was the yelling and screaming.
What were the totals?
I enjoy that. There was only one Mr. Davin, which is strange for us.
Really?
She
wasn't, we were collaborating with Anne.
But she wasn't talking to you a lot. this time. There was only one fucking idiot. There was no You Kill My Life. So Tom had three Mr. Davins, one fucking idiot, and no You Kill My Life. He came the closest. So welcome back, Tom. You won.
Yay.
Yeah, we'll see you in 3 weeks. All right. Let's thank some people. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course! We all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction and hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email russferdico@yahoo, russferdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Gencarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to the dinner menu that's available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, Christmas parties now, or anything that has to win press. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what we got coming up, pal?
February 10th, Pip Hielis will be making a guest appearance running things. Brad Lowry is your headliner. Exile and Lofgren is your feature act.
That's going to be a great show. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
I most certainly do.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Jen Corelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Corelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.JenCorelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JenCorelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Corelli's.
Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Still time to get yourself a Santa Claus or a comic for your holiday party or anything else you need. SidesplittingProductions.com, SidesplittingProductions.com. We are the best. 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, Joe.
Playing with Fragile Sky this Saturday night. Check that on out. Go to my page, Joe Curry Nation, or go to Joe Curry on Facebook. I'll have it posted on there.
Is it on your website?
No, it's not on the website. No.
All right, don't go there. Yeah. All right, I think we've done all we can do here. It was a very rapey and dark and weird show.
Yes.
Very inappropriate. We haven't been this inappropriate in a while.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yes. Between your topic and subject matter to start the show and my behaving the way I did on the Wacky Zoo show.
Yes, you bad boy.
It's a little creepy. Good to be back.
Yeah, good to be creepy.
Yeah. I wish we could have done more with the Nazis, but I always feel that way.
Yeah, I know.
Always a longing.
Always a longing. More Nazis, more time. Yes,
yeah, we'll try to do some Nazi stuff next week.
I'm sure we will.
We got another bullet in the chamber.
Unfortunately, it just keeps coming.
The Nazis. It really is.
Yeah.
It's a steady flow.
Yeah. And there's a little uptick, which is a little scary.
Well, it's been climbing.
Yes.
It's been climbing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
About, the difference now and what we used to be. I remember when we first started, we could just look in a chat room and see a long list of swastikas in a chat room as we did our show. The good old days.
Oh, you're getting me all nostalgic.
Our Nazi roots.
Oh,
well, not really
yeah.
mine. I probably have different roots.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. But anywho, thank you guys for hanging out.
Yeah.
If you like us. Oh, I got to fucking cue shit up. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Wait. That was a false alarm kind of ending.
False start.
Yeah. If you like us. Oh, yeah. No,
if you like us, fucking sit tight.
You sit there and you wait until I'm ready.
You wait until I'm ready to fucking dismiss you, baby. There we go. All right. So we should go.
Okay.
Thank you guys for listening live. Thank you for listening on the podcast or whatever streaming service or internet affiliate you were listening to. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.